And welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host, and we are talking about the issue of suicide in Tuolumne County. And I have with me as our panel, we have Bob White, who is the ATCA Director of Prevention Programs and the YES Partnership, Kathy Parker, Tuolumne County's Superintendent of Schools, and Michael Wilson, Tuolumne County's Behavioral Health Director. And we were talking about the agencies in Tuolumne County and some of the things that they offer. And we missed getting to you, Mike. So in terms of behavioral health, what programs are being offered to people in regards to suicide?
Well, first off, you know, it's a department of well-trained professionals that is going to ask about risk factors and ask directly about suicide and address it with everyone we serve. And we are a managed care plan for Medi-Cal recipients primarily, but for the entire county, we do have a crisis service. It's 24 hours, 533-7000 is the number. And it's available for anyone at any time. And I think other than that, we ask Bob to do a lot of our services for us and contract out. We also contract with Catholic Charities to reach out to older adults. And in Jamestown, the trauma-informed schools and that effort, you know, trauma is a huge factor here. So we're contracting with a lot of different individuals to address this problem more broadly.
And I had asked you guys about funding. Is there enough funding for what you're trying to do and helping the people in the community? Does the public need to take a more active role in helping to make it a top priority?
Well, I'm going to say no, there is not enough funding. And yes, the public does need to be aware that their efforts are needed to bring this to the attention of people who do control funding at the state and federal levels as well.
Yes, I thought there'd be a unanimous, all three of us saying no at the same time.
Yeah.
we could definitely use, absolutely. And the community support too. You know, it's like in lieu of funding, everyone could take an active role.
And let's talk about that because, you know, there are people out there right now contemplating suicide in our community. And what do we as partners in this community, what should we be looking for? What are the warning signs, Bob?
So I mentioned earlier that we often refer to what someone would call a warning sign as an invitation. So if you notice someone that there's been a pretty drastic change in behavior, maybe a withdrawing, you become aware that they've experienced something in their life, perhaps the loss of a job, the death of a loved one, any kind of a loss could be an invitation. And with a invitation or a warning sign, what we train people to do is to ask the person directly if they're having thoughts of suicide. And Michael mentioned earlier that at Behavioral Health, that professionals there are trained to do that. And what we try to do through the funding that we have from Behavioral Health is to train the layperson. Anyone in our community can be alert and aware and ask someone if they're having thoughts of suicide. So once you recognize those invitations, to ask directly, are you having thoughts of suicide? And then if the person answers that, yes, then we go through a process of connecting them with someone, perhaps behavioral health or someone else that's trained to be able to do an intervention to keep that person safe. And so you asked the question, Tracy, about can the community be involved and support this? And that's how they support us, is by coming to a training, becoming alert and aware. And I just have to say, our community has been very responsive. Since we've had funding from behavioral health, I'm happy to say we've trained over 1,000 people in Tuolumne County to be alert and aware of suicide. And, you know, the nature of prevention is you don't always know what you've prevented. We know, you know, when we have the statistic of in 2018, we had 18 deaths by suicide. We know that someone died by suicide, but we don't know the number of people that are here and alive because someone intervened and kept that person safe. And so the appeal that I would make to anyone in our audience that's listening, that's having thoughts of suicide, that there are resources available in our community. Michael mentioned the crisis unit at Tuolumne County Behavioral Health Department. They are a fantastic resource in our community. We have, there's the National Suicide Crisis Line that is available, and that number is 1-800-273-8255. Michael also mentioned the work that they do with Catholic Charities to help seniors. There's the Friendship Line. That number is 1-800-971-0016. And so there are resources available to help someone. And I just would ask anyone that's having thoughts, you know, to reach out to someone, because there are a lot of people here that want to help.
And Kathy, in regards to students, you know, we've seen the violence at schools in terms of shootings on campuses. And one of the things you hear some of the students saying is, well, I never thought that they were going to do that, and I didn't want to be a tattletale. What do you say to kids?
Well, that's part of our work we're doing with the Sandy Hook Promise, is to break that stigma. I do have to say that we in our county have never experienced a completion of anything like that. And that was because of the training that has happened with suicide prevention, with also working with developing relationships with administrators, teachers, and our students. And it was students coming forward to a trusted adult, and making sure that those things don't come to completion or fruition. The other thing I want to mention is that I encourage parents to monitor social media. It is a very hostile place, and just imagine being a teenager and having to navigate that. As an adult, I find it sometimes filled with vitriol and hatred. I can't even imagine being a young person reading some of this stuff. And that's only on Facebook. I'm not even in their world of what they interact with in social media. And the other thing I want to remind parents is that on the back of all of their student ID cards that are issued this year for students, there should be a suicide prevention hotline number provided. And so please ask your child to look at their student ID and point that out to them. So if they know someone is thinking about suicide, or if they themselves are, they have immediate access to a resource.
And in terms of moderating their use, how far should they go, Kathy?
Well,
I mean, because you don't know who's on the other side of that keyboard.
You don't. And there's a whole host of reasons why social media is just it's a minefield.
Right.
So part of it is, you're right, Mike. I say turn it off, or at least be an active participant in it. And don't diminish what your child is reading. To you, it might not seem harmful, but to a 12, 13-year-old, it's devastating sometimes.
And in regards to, we've talked about stigma, how do we all get to a point of where we realize that we can all help in this problem?
Well, that's one of the things we're trying to do. We're trying to talk more openly about it through the trainings that we do. We're trying to be careful with the language that we use. You know, some of the language that we use can perpetuate stigma. It's really important how we talk about suicide and make sure that the facts are correct. One of the things I've been pleased with in Tuolumne County is the way our media covers a possible suicide attempt. And, you know, we've worked really hard to do things to reduce that stigma and to make it okay to talk about. I always tell people in our trainings, there is no shame in having thoughts of suicide. It's a very normal, it's a very common thing. And I think sometimes our attitudes and beliefs that we carry about suicide perpetuate shame and stigma. And so part of what we're trying to do in our prevention trainings is to reduce that and to say that it's okay.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining me. We have had with us Bob White, who is ATCA's Director of Prevention Programs and the YES Partnership, Kathy Parker, Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, and Michael Wilson, Tuolumne County's Behavioral Health Director. And thank you for talking to us about this important issue in our community.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, the listener, for tuning in. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host. And we will be back next week with another edition of Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life of the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.